It is time for the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington's Pancake Breakfast and Antique Model A Ford Show, and that's coming up this Saturday. Tell us all the details, my friend.
Well, it's bigger and better than ever this year.
I would expect nothing less from you and your crew.
Thank you.
Now, who's the president this year of the Kiwanis Club?
Natalie Garshaw.
Excellent. And you guys annually put on a couple of big fundraisers that we try to help you out with and get people over there. Usually in the fall, it's Operation Chili for Children.
Absolutely.
And then also in the fall, you have a partnership with the Big Balloon. Big Balloons up in the air.
Well, that's Kiwanis Club of South Central Indiana.
Okay, so I want to make sure I keep those separate.
Yeah, and we're Kiwanis Club of Bloomington.
And you guys have only been around for how many, 90?
This is our 97th year for Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, and I think it's the 12th year for Kiwanis Club of South Central Indiana.
Excellent. And is it true that Keith Klein was on the first board of directors 97 years ago for the Kiwanis Club?
Yes, in 1920.
fresh out of high school.
You guys are mean.
No.
I was sitting right behind him.
Alan has proof. That's why we go to the source for all of this stuff.
Okay, so I went on Google Maps. And I want everybody to know exactly where the First United Church is.
2420 East 3rd Street. Everybody knows that.
Exactly right. And so, you know, it's basically the corner there of Corey and, no, not Corey.
No, here's the deal.
No.
You go right past the big Catholic church.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
St. Charles Borromeo.
And before you get to Little Caesars. You turn in there, and there's a
credit
union.
That's it.
And boom, there you are.
Yeah, we're right next to the IU Credit Union.
That's it.
Across from Eastland
Plaza. I just want people
to
know exactly where it's at because they don't want to miss this.
The good news is, how many pancake breakfasts in a row has this been now?
We're unsure.
I think it's at least eight.
Yeah. No, it's more than that.
See, that's what I thought.
We missed one in the early 20s, and I think we may have missed the one after 911.
Okay. So this has been going on for a big deal.
Big time. So at least 16, 17 years.
Okay. Yeah. And how long has it been at the First United Church?
I think this is the seventh or eighth year.
That's what I'm thinking about. Great. Yeah. So hopefully repeat business. We'll let you know. Follow the crowd of people and
all you can eat. Yeah. All you can eat. What's the menu this year?
It's $7 for pancakes that we make ourselves, sausage, scrambled eggs, orange juice, milk, and coffee.
Delightful.
And it's $5 for kids 10 and under.
Okay.
$7 for adults and teenagers and people who are 11 years old.
Regardless how much they eat.
Well, I'm thinking that you bring the teenage boy with the hollow legs.
Bottomless pit.
Yes.
They are hollow legs, and you just feed them all you can eat pancakes. They'll love that.
Now, this year, we have some new stuff. I want to emphasize.
Do.
Yeah. One of the things is for kids 10 and under, once they pay the admission, in addition to breakfast, they have the opportunity to touch and tour a Monroe County Sheriff's squad car.
Perfect.
And ask questions of a uniformed deputy sheriff. And this is, I think, the sixth year for that. The first year, we let them hit the siren and stuff. But we don't do that anymore.
A little early for that.
Yeah.
A little early for that.
And they're also going to have a Polaris UTV
for
kids to touch and tour.
Little four-wheeler.
Mm-hmm. And then each child that does that gets a free coloring book from the sheriff's office and a box of crayons from Kiwanis Club. And then once you come inside, kids 10 and under get free face painting by the students of Circle K at IU, which is Kiwanis for College Kids. And then they also get a free twisted balloon from Octopus Inc. And they get a free autograph card from the 2017 Miss IU, Anaya Birdsong. And she'll be there to meet and greet everybody.
Great. Is she going to perform at this?
No.
Just as a meet and greet is great. Get your picture taken with Miss IU.
What she's going to do, you can get your picture taken with her. She'll autograph photos that they have pre-printed free of charge. She is going to work with Circle K in doing some of the face painting.
Good. That's fun because kids like that. And as Alan was joking about earlier, if you're 11, we'll let you in and let you participate. You know, we're not going to ask to see your ID or anything like that. Now, Alan, we talk about Kiwanis, and it's been around for 97 years. The Bloomington Kiwanis Club has, and we have an admission $7 for adults and $5 for kids 12 and under. Talk about
10 and under.
Talk about where that money, when it's collected, where does it go in our community? Because I think this is okay. The most important part.
Okay, for
because the all-you-can-eat breakfast is great. Don't get me wrong, but how the money comes back into our community is great.
For the pancake breakfast, the money we raise goes to the Kiwanis Youth Programs. You know, the Kiwanis International motto is a group of volunteers dedicated to improving the world one child and one community at a time. And over the past 97 years, we've illustrated, the local club, Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, has illustrated that by sponsoring, I think we have 10
at least.
K leadership programs. We have 3 K kids, 2 builders clubs, 2 key clubs, Circle K at IU.
Trying to develop the next generation of leaders to come up and help Kiwanis continue their mission.
And then every year since 1953, we have sponsored a team in the Bloomington Junior Baseball League, and we support the American Legion Auxiliary's Hoosier Girls State. We support Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington, Crestmont, and Ellettsville.
Have you seen their new building that Baldwin's putting together over there? Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely, yeah. He's a miracle worker.
Went by that the other day. It's really coming along.
They're not messing around over there.
And then we support visually impaired preschool services and, of course, Riley Hospital for Children in Indianapolis and a variety of other youth programs. And that's where the money for this, the proceeds for this, that's where it goes.
Yeah, it stays a lot right here in our community and helps some greater causes as well. And that's where your ticket money goes to. Now, I know you've had some great sponsors over the years to help you out with breakfast and helping that make it possible. Someone's got to. Are you cooking all morning long? Or are you putting your hairnet on and flipping cakes?
They won't let me in the kitchen. Because I sample too much.
Well, but a good cook does.
But we have, our cooks are like Diana Fuller from Ellettsville.
Yeah.
And our president, Natalie Garshaw, cooks. And our immediate past president, Thomasina O'Connor, cooks. Bob Anderson, he's also from Ellettsville. He's one of the cooks. Almost the entire club volunteers in some way, shape, or form. I want to tell you about 2 of the new things that I think are really important.
Let's hear it.
One of them is... thanks to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, free of charge, parents can bring kids 10 and under in to establish an ID kit.
Okay,
and
great
what
idea.
That is, nice.
Yeah, and what that is Sheriff Swaim is bringing in professionals who will do a DNA swab, fingerprint, an ID card, and a pouch in which you store all this, oddly enough, in your freezer.
Yeah, what's the word I'm looking for there? So it doesn't get bad.
Exactly.
Get a talk show glass, maybe you can use some words here. Oh, my God.
So we don't have any degradation of the samples.
Well, that's got too many syllables for me. And this, keep it fresh, y'all.
This is a wonderful thing to have, and it's free. The whole thing's free. Another thing is Under Pressure Massage is bringing in a massage chair.
Well, that's a good way to get your Saturday started.
You can.
Moms are going over there. I can hear it now.
And you can get a 10-minute massage with a suggested donation of $1 a minute, and 50% of that goes to the Kiwanis youth program.
Very nice.
And then we also have other businesses that are helping us out. Concrete Tune-Up is going to have a exhibit table. They've done that for like 6 years in a row now. And then Circle K and the Sheriff's Office have combined to do a bake sale. And this is interesting. The jail has developed this program where inmates are learning how to cook and bake. And it turns out that they've been making phenomenal cookies. So the students from Circle K at IU are baking brownies and breads and stuff like that. And the inmates are baking cookies.
Cookies.
And the money, absolutely. And the money, there's the Cookie Monster over there.
Yes.
Lady Cookie Monster.
What else would you possibly want after an all-you-can-eat breakfast except a stack of cookies? Well, that's you're kind of singing my song here.
I'm taking those home with me.
That's right. Enjoy.
The money raised by the bake sale then goes to the programs of Circle K at IU.
And hopefully keeps the cookie makers making cookies somewhere else other than downtown.
Absolutely.
Downtown Bloomington. I think that's the part that helps. You get these kids involved early, Alan, and then hopefully we don't have as many cookie makers across the street as we do. It keeps them on a straighter path, and it's great that Kiwanis helps with all of this and helps with these programs that keep kids busy, keeps kids focused, and that's a part of the great stuff you do. Alan Pease is our guest this morning. Don't forget about the cars, man. We got cars.
That's another thing that's new. In addition, we'll have 12 to 14 Model A Fords. But in addition to that, some of these collectors from these various Model A Ford clubs also have other vintage cars, and they're going to show them. And if you want to bring your vintage car, there's no contest or no prizes
just
and no entry fee.
Right?
Yeah, just give me a call at 812-336-7456 and leave your name and number, what kind of car.
Margaret will even make you a pair of fuzzy dice if necessary.
Yeah. And you can display your car there, too. That's kind of
so
new
fun.
This year.
Yeah, so it's like a cruise in and cruise out, and check it all out.
Okay, and what I want to say is that almost all of our activities are indoors.
Good point.
Yes.
Very good point.
Yes.
Poncho, it's not a free poncho day.
Right. Right. So the squad car Polaris vintage cars and Model A Fords are all out in the parking lot, weather permitting, because some of these people who have worked very hard to establish their vintage car or their Model A don't want it in a pouring rainstorm.
Sure, that makes total sense.
And we don't want kids out there if there's lightning. No. So that part is weather permitting. And
there's plenty of room inside the First United Church as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge hall.
To run around and
they've
have a
been
good
wonderful
time.
To us, just like WGCL has been wonderful to us.
Thank you. And we help you because you help our community. And anybody, I've got a soft spot for anybody that is helping kids because, as you
absolutely.
Know, kids can't always help themselves. And it's great that they can have direction and some guidance in the money you're raising. $7 for adults, $5 for kids, 12 and under. So all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast and Model A Ford show coming up this Saturday at the First United Church, 2420 East 3rd Street, right here in Bloomington, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Absolutely.
3 hours of power.
Yes, sir.
So you can come eat for a little bit, go home, come back, eat for a stay all day, get
chow
your
down
face
and
painted,
whatnot.
Get your octopus ink balloon twisted, meet Miss IU, check out the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, and again, we hope the weather, and I'm going to try.
After last week, I am convinced that can happen.
Yeah, I put in for an amendment to change the weather for Saturday.
There you go.
Just put that in late Friday night, and maybe it'll get through there.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that works. Alan, if people would like tickets, where is the easiest place to do them besides shaking you down on the street? Or any Kiwanis member is going to have them on.
Oh, yes. All Kiwanis members have them. And you can call 812-336-7456, 336-7456. If you want to leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you, or we'll hold tickets at the door, et cetera, et cetera.
And you can buy them at the door as well.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You'd
prefer
to sell them in advance so you know how much you have to make.
Yeah. How much batter we have to get.
All of it. Here, I'll give you a clue. All of it. And when that's out, make some more.
And that's happened before.
I know,
Mike,
it has.
That's happened before.
I know it has, because all you can eat. There are some people whose level of all you can eat is bigger than mine, and I didn't think that was possible. Mm-hmm. Alan Pease from Kiwanis is our guest this morning. And again, his program is the Pancake Breakfast and Model A Ford Show. Again, this Saturday, 8 to 11, 2420, the First United Church, right here in Bloomington on East 3rd Street. It's all you can eat. Tickets are $7 for adults and $5 youth, 12 and
10
under.
And
10
under.
And under.
I'm trying to get the 12-year-olds a deal here, Margaret. I'm trying to work them into the system.
How old are your kids now?
7 and 3. Well, Maria will be 7 in June, and Mikey is 3 and a half.
God, how have you survived?
Look at me.
Yeah,
look
now
at
you,
me.
Now you
We've seen
them
age a little.
You need to bring them Saturday. This is perfect for them.
I am going to put my best effort to do so.
You brought Maria 1 year when
Maria
she was three
bought,
or four.
But
and she
been
took
multiple
over the
times.
Place.
Yes.
Margaret, she took over the place.
When we
Did
used to
she?
Do the spaghetti dinner, she was my assistant helping, Keith's assistant helping with the auction.
I love it.
She did a great job on that. Mornings. We're going to try real hard, Alan. Let's just leave it up. We need to get our fuel mixture right. We need to wake up on the right
the
side of the bed.
The 3-year-old, I have a feeling, has a control over this more than you know.
when him and his sister get together, sometimes their overriding veto power is unbeaten there. Give me the phone number one more time.
812-336-7456.
Shake down the Kiwanis members in your community. They will have tickets as well.
Absolutely.
And you can buy them at the door. So you can make this a last minute, hey, it's 10 o'clock. I'm starving. Let's go.
And you know, it is an incredible bargain, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, well, you can eat anything for $7. Are you nuts? Yeah, that's
a great
bargain.
And you're helping a wonderful cause, helping kids in your own community.
And there's multiple ways.
I love it that the money stays right here.
Mm-hmm.
And multiple ways to get involved. And as we always talk about, when you give, you get something back, and you're going to get face painting and balloon twists. You know, a DNA
crayons,
safety
coloring
kit.
Books.
Yeah, it's a really good deal. You've also been kind enough to give us 3 family packs of tickets, which we will give away. 2 adults and 2 children. We will give those away Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we make sure we're reminding people all week long about this great presentation. Hey, thanks for your time, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank WGCL, and thank Margaret, and thank Keith.
Thank everybody.
Your sister.
Good
thank
job,
your
Keith.
Brother.
97 years, Kiwanis in Bloomington, and we appreciate getting that message out. That's coming up again this Saturday, and we'll remind you of it as the week continues. We will also give away tickets as the week continues, and that's something you should be having
tickets?
On
free
your
tickets?
Radar. Free tickets. Free.